In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Passion Sunday, the fifth Sunday of Lent. We are reaching the final phase of Jesus' earthly ministry and his life. The forces of evil are massing against him. And so in this last of our Lenten series on seeing God at work in the lives of his people, I will talk about someone for whom opposition to evil was literally a life and death struggle. We heard in St. John's Gospel today, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Of course, Jesus is speaking in terms that his listeners would understand. They did not know about the process of germination. When a seed sprouts, it is not actually life being created from something dead. In nature, death contains the germ of life, die Keime des Lebens. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in an Easter sermon, points this out. What lies ahead for Jesus from this Passion Sunday is very different. On the cross, he dies, really dies, not falls asleep, or it retains a flicker of life somewhere in him. It is the day, says Bonhoeffer, when the incarnate God, love become human, is killed by guilty humanity. It really is an end, the end of human guilt, a last judgment that human beings have pronounced on themselves. It is the end because there is no more they can do. When you have put the incarnate God of love on a cross and tortured him to death, what more is left? What is left is God's answer, resurrection. Not survival or immortality, but resurrection. But I am running ahead of myself here. Let's leave that for Easter. But I've quoted from this sermon because just a few years after Bonhoeffer preached it, he himself was confronted by the power of evil that had a whole continent in its grip. Bonhoeffer was brought up in well-to-do surroundings. I have been to his house, his family home, in a suburb of Berlin. He could have had a comfortable existence as an academic theologian or a fashionable preacher. But when Hitler came to power and tried to take over the church in Germany, Bonhoeffer knew that his duty lay in opposition. He and others set up a kind of pressure group or church within a church that they called the Confessing Church, Die Bekennende Kirche, to provide gospel-based resistance to the evil that was taking over the country. When I went to Bonhoeffer's home, there was a talk being given by his niece, Renata. We were in the garden, all very peaceful. It could almost have been the setting for the proverbial vicarage tea party. But she talked about visitors and furtive whispered conversations that she had seen as a child. It was about the plot to kill Hitler. And some of the conversations about that had taken place in that very garden, so now so peaceful. Such is the problem of evil, that the innocent also become drawn in and become tainted by it. In this case, plotting to kill one man in order to stop the killing of many. The hymn that we sang just before the Gospel, "We Turn to God," was written by Bonhoeffer, and it illustrates how God himself is involved in evil. How the question, "Why didn't God act to stop it?" is actually a hollow, meaningless question. We must understand God's power differently. It is not a simplistic idea of God as superhero who can do anything and everything. These are some of the questions that we have been struggling with in our Lent course on the problem of evil. As we know, the plot to kill Hitler failed, and Bonhoeffer was one of those arrested and finally hanged just weeks before the end of the war. "Christ on the cross," said Bonhoeffer in that Easter sermon, "is the end. The death of the fantasy god, the superhero who will intervene at the last minute." This is not what we mean when we say God is all-powerful, as Jesus in his humanity realized when he said in John's Gospel there, "I have come to this hour." And in the Garden of Gethsemane, when his prayer was that the Father would take this cup away from him, the prayer was answered by silence. A cynic may say, yes, Bonhoeffer and his friends were brave men, but did they shorten the war by a single day? And that also is too simplistic. It is the wrong question to ask. Instead, we must look elsewhere. In the witness of Bonhoeffer and others, their opposition to evil and their resistance, even at the cost of their own lives, in that lay the foundations for rebuilding Europe after the war. Through them, the church could re-establish its credibility and the moral structure that had been crushed by tyranny. In lives like his, we see the power of God at work in the face of evil. These were new beginnings. Resurrection from the evil that killed men's bodies, crushed their souls. Resurrection through the power of God's love that will not let evil have the last word. Amen.